Yesterday, 146. It's Le'ilu, by Moshe Naim is giving for his mother's yard site. Luz Sharif Bas Moshe. Bas Meir. Okay. Shamashav and Aliyah. Okay. Yesterday, Torah Or 146, bottom of the first column. Okay, it says in the pasuk by Matan Torah, V'chol Amrei Mesakelus Salapidim Es Kol HaShofar. The whole nation saw the sounds of the shofar, and the shh, the flames of fire, and the voice of the shofar. So he says, L'hovin Lama Yakol Shofar B'Matan Torah. Why was there the sound of a shofar by Matan Torah? V'chil HaKlei Shir HaYitzrichin. Did they need an orchestra accompaniment? What's the purpose of the shofar by Matan Torah? Is it no better instrument than a shofar? In other words, what's this concept of the... It sounds like part of the primary thing of Matan Torah was the sound of the shofar. He says, like, why? What is the sound of a shofar? Is a simplistic voice. It's not a musical note. It's like one long tkiah, you know. Matul Ema, and it gives fear. Shukol Harada, like it says, if you talk of a sheif of the ear, if you blow the sheif in the city, Amla Yacharada, will the nation tremble? The sound of a sheifer causes trembling, fear. V'chein v'matun teir, it says, v'hi keilu suvrakim, v'keil sheifer ha'chazek ma'ed, and the sound of the sheifer kept going strongly, v'yacharada, and everybody trembled. So you see, what's the inyan of a shofar? To get the trembling of the people. Ach al kozeh nikr shofar. Nevertheless, why is it called shofar? What's the word shofar? Shapru ma'aseichem. To better your ways. The pasuk says that the meaning of the word shofar comes with shapir, to better. Shapru ma'aseichem, to better your ways. Shomam shech tainuk, which brings down the level of tainuk enjoyment. Sheber val yodei nim shech liyas esavas tainuk. That itself creates the pleasure of Hashem. Kyo b'chinas mokar ha-tainukim hu Hashem is the source of pleasures. V'am shoch ha-zoi tzitzrichos b'matan teira. B'chinas ki imcha mekar chayim mekar ha-tainukim. So he says like this. Shofar is the union of trembling. That creates the betterness of the ways, that creates an enjoyment by Hashem. So Matan Torah had to reveal the level of Tainug, which is even higher than willpower, which is higher than intellect, which is higher than emotions. By Matan Torah, it needed to reveal the source of all Tainugim of Elokus. And that level had to come down. So by Shofar, which is the trembling, which causes you to better your ways, causes Tainug. That was the concept of Shofar by Matan Torah. So now he explains, Ubir Inyan, the explanation of this is as follows. Kinei tzarech lahavin inyan Matan Torah, the famous question. We need to understand what the Matan Torah accomplished. Shai gamkei, the Matan Torah, yitzadikim and neviim. Before Matan Torah, there were tzadikim keeping Torah mitzvahs. There were prophets. Like it says, kamei odam arishin, chaneich misushelach. All these great tzaddikim, Avram kim kol ha-teira gam ha-shulei nitna. And Avram Avinu kept the Torah even before it was given. Like it said, Vayishma mishmarti, that he guarded my guards, meaning he kept all the mitzvahs, even the rabbinic mitzvahs, like Erev Tavshilin, Rak shoho yezeh beruchnis. But it was spiritual. There was no physical tefillin. There was no physical lulav. But he accomplished what tefillin and lulav and all that stuff accomplished is spiritual. So then, if so, what was the difference? What was the advantage of Matan Torah because it was physical? Basically, all the levels, the spiritual levels, they did before. So then, what did Matan Torah accomplish? So he says, Achine, Milus Avraham. The greatness of Avraham was, Hayahelach and Asea Negba. He kept traveling Shanasa B'chinas Merkava to the level of Negba. Let me explain what that means. That means Avraham Avinu as Aveda, Avraham, the Aveda of Avraham Avinu was to become completely bottled to Hashem. In fact, the Pasuk says, after Hashem was davening for his daim and various different things, it says, Vayal me olav Elokim. Simply means, God went off him. Vayal me olav Elokim. Hashem went off him. So the Medrash says, Rashi quotes in the Chumash, the Medrash says, what do you mean God went off him? It sounds like God was riding him, and then he got off him. So he says, Mikan shahavis hein heina merkava. The avis with the chariot of Hashem. That means there is so bottled, just like the horse goes where the rider wants it to go. So the tzaddik, the merkava, the avis and merkava were completely bottled to Hashem. And he says, what? Well, he's going to explain soon in Egbes. Achenatze merkava tamlichin yisolech v'naseya. Going and coming, which is the level of Ratzav Hashem. So he says now, Mao Inyan Ratzav Hashem. So now we need to understand what is this concept of Ratzav Hashem. It says Avraham Avinu was a Merkava. He constantly had the longing and the returning. The longing, Holeich Venaseya, going and coming. Which means Avraham Avinu, as we just said, was completely Bakut Tashem in the level of Ratzav Hashem. So we need to understand what does it mean, practically speaking, that Avraham Avinu was the level of longing and returning. What does that mean? He says, "Hine k'siv." It says in the pasuk, "Eisa shalom b'mreimav." Hashem makes peace on high. Sheyesh eish. What's peace? So the Medrash says, "What peace? Who's fighting up there? We fight down here. Who's fighting up there?" So it says, "There's Michal, which is the Sar of Mayim, the angel of water, and Gavriel is the angel of fire." And they're fighting because fire and water don't get along. The two opposites. Sheyesh eish umayim. There is a level of eish umayim, but lemayla ein umayim mechabin eso eish. Water doesn't extinguish the fire, and fire doesn't evaporate the water. They live together in harmony. So that's what it says. Who makes peace between Malach, Gavriel, and Michal, eish and mayim, that they can coexist in peace and harmony and shalom? The Hashem does it. And he says, Eich l'chayr ain't a moving. Eich sheich leimer b'mreim of eish u'mayim. How, so the question is like this. What type of fire and water is there up there? It's a physical half, phenomenon. It's a physical thing. So how do you have, in the worlds up there, you have fire and water? So he says, okay, physically we understand what that means. And by the way, you can never make peace between fire and water down here. One puts out the other, cannot coexist. But what does it mean in the spiritual world that there's fire and there's water and they coexist? What does fire and water mean there? And they coexist and Hashem makes peace between them. What does all that mean? So he says, Achu'inyin, what is the inyan of this? What's the spiritual fire and water? So the Rebbe explains, spiritual fire and water is rotza v'shay, longing and coming. Fire goes up, water comes down. That represents the longing to Hashem, the neshama wanting to get out of the body. And from the opposite side, the neshama realizing it has to be in the body. The eish umayim mechinas ratzav v'sheif. K'neid as in snown, she yisei the eid belev. Shesham atzimayim mechinas ratzav. That fire is in the heart. That's why the heart is warm and the brain is cold. The Skalt Rebbe says in Tanya. The brain is cold, physically cold. Intellect is physically cold. K'mayim im ratz libcha. Libcha daika haino ayidei bin oliba. To the level of Bina. Sheyasem alibe, he puts his heart. V'yizbein in begedulah Saint Tzal Baruch, and he meditates into the greatness of Hashem. Shekamei kein hu, what the name is. Ein leisav v'tachlis. There's no end to it. Rakhei de'alev v'goymer. So he says, what is the longing? The longing is to have this understanding of the greatness of Hashem. And to want to be one with Hashem, to be out of this physical world, to be connected to Hashem. And like we say, Malchus, Chamalchus, Kol Elamim, Shekol Elamim, all of the worlds, it's come from the level of Malchus, which is only Ha'ona Ba'alma. We say every day in davening in Ashrei, three times a day. Malchuscha, Malchus Kol Elamim. So the Rebbe is defining, what does it mean? That Kol Elamim, all the worlds, higher worlds, lower worlds, spiritual, physical, all the worlds, come from the level of Malchus. Malchus is the lowest of all levels. Malchus is speech. It's very external, very limited. So when a person meditates, that the whole world, universe, comes from one word of Hashem's mouth, which is mamash, nothing. There's nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. Because Hashem is completely removed and separated from any level of the world. Not Mamala, not Seder. Okay, so he says like this. When a person realizes the whole universe comes from one word of God. One word of Hashem. If you're comparing that to the essence of Hashem, Delta Rebbe explains the Perek Chof of Tanya. You compare it to the essence of Hashem, it's a million times nothing. So when you understand the vastness of the universe, and yet you realize, wow, I can connect to Hashem by doing a mitzvah, that causes the person to have this longing to want to be with Hashem. With the realization how great Hashem is. Asher Alkein, and therefore Tichla v'tichsev nafshi. His soul will have the longing and desire to connect itself to Hashem, to cling to Hashem. So he says, what is the Aveda of Avram Avinu? The Aveda of Avram Avinu was Holach v'naseh anegba, rotze v'sheif. Fire, water. The longing to become one, like fire goes up, wants to go back to the source. Longing, rata means a Jew wants to go back to the source. He doesn't want to be involved in the body. He just wants a lukus. Therefore, all the malachim up there are in the level of rata v'shev. Why? Because they understand the chayis that comes from Hashem. That has not only no end, not even a beginning. So therefore the Malachim understand this. As Rambam writes, the understanding of the Malachim Alokus is far greater than a Neshama in a body. Because a Neshama in a body is limited by their physical brain. The Malachim don't have a physical body, so they're not limited. They're not as great as the Neshama, obviously. But the neshama and the guf versus the malachim have a much greater understanding of alokus. And therefore the malachim have this rot of a shayv. They constantly want to go out. I am burning kamari alapidim. They are burning like the face of a torch. Rotzu. Ki misalachas bein achayish achayis nim shokhamiya misalachas tam mechines rotzu. Because the life that gives sustenance to the malachim is also always leaving. Remember, we learned already. In order to keep alokus in the world, yesh miyayin has to be continuous creation. Yeah? Continuous creation, by definition, means lots of a sheif. Because we have to keep the existence down here. If not, it leaves. Right? So Hashem is giving existence to the world, but it's always leaving. It's always coming and going. Because by nature, yesh miyayin, the power goes away, and you have to keep it here. So he says, like itself, an ishech to shukasech, the bot of the chobrains of mamuk shall have a sa'ela me'elel. And like it says, after Adam and Chava sinned, so the punishment of Chava was one of the punishments. The ishech shukasech, you should have a longing for your husband. But Chassidus explains, ishech means your fire. The desire of the neshama, the woman is the neshama. Hashem is the man with the woman, the wife, right? So, ishech shukasich means that there should be a longing of the neshama to Hashem. So the fire should be to Hashem. But but Ratzi itself is not enough. Why isn't the longing to Hashem not enough? Hashem doesn't want us to leave the body. Hashem wants us to be in a body. Hashem wants that the neshama should be in the body. Neshama should be in the body. And therefore, it's not enough to want to leave the body. The Chassidus explains, that we spoke about Shabbos, about Achet. Yeah? The sin, the four guys that went into Pardes, Rabbi Kiva, Ben Azai, Ben Zema, and Achet. So one died, one went crazy, one became an Epicurus. And Rabbi Kiva, Nichnas B'Sholem, V'Yotze B'Sholem. According to the version in Yaakov, it doesn't say Rabbi Kiva Yotze B'Sholem. It should have said, this guy died, this guy cracked up, this guy became an Epicurus, but Rabbi Kiva Yotze B'Sholem. It doesn't say that. It says Nichnas B'Sholem, V'Yotze B'Sholem. He went in peacefully and came out peacefully. Why is relevant that he went in peacefully? So Chassidus explains that the four guys that went up to Pardes was the same level as Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu, the way Chassidus explains, is not the way the Bible critics explain it. But the way Chassidus explains the sin of Nadav and Avihu, that when the Mishkan was dedicated to Shchedesh Nissen, they saw such a great gilui of Elukus. They saw such great Elukus, the neshama popped out of the body. They were so holy, but Karvasim lifnei Hashem. They reached a level lift higher than Yudke Vavke Vayimus, and the neshama died. What was their sin? The same sin as the other three guys. They went up to Pardes, they had a longing without a return. What was Rabbi Kiva's greatness? Rabbi Kiva going in for the longing understood that you have to be down here. So he went in with the right attitude. Why did he come out bisholem? Why did he come out okay? Because he went in with the right attitude. He understood that Aveda has to be Rotza, but it also has to be a Shaif. It can't just be the longing. It has to be longing and return. And that's what Al Rebbe is explaining. Why isn't Rotza enough? Why isn't it enough to have this longing to go out to Lokus and, you know, whatever? He said, because Hashem doesn't want that. Hashem wants the shuv. And like it's a pasuk says, Imratz libcha shuv le'echad. And the level of shuv, that's the level you say, that mayim shebamayach, which is koch choch mekoyach ma, mapishpatam. There's an expression in the Gemara, what did you seek and what do you know? And he says like this, so what's shuv? Shuv is the level of mayim. Now normally, rotza and shayv are contradictory, just like fire and water. So lemayla, what's the level of fire and water up there? Gavriel and Michal, there's no physical fire and water there. What it means is, there's a avayda of Ratzu, there's the Aveda of Shuv. Hashem makes peace, meaning, Lamaila, what it means is, Hashem says you can have both together. You're going to have the longing and at the same time the return. And that was the Aveda of Avram Avinu. Halach and Asaya Negba, he had the longing and the returning. And they were able to work co-function. No, but he had still had both. He wasn't like Nadav and Avihu. Moshe Rabbeinu primarily is bringing Elukus down. Aaron is bringing Elukus up. But each one... Yeah. No. Moshe Rabbeinu also had both. But Avram Avinu... Yeah. Even that, Avram Avinu primarily was Chesed. Yitzchak was Gevura. Lots of the Shev is Chesed and Gevura. The question, they had both. The question by Avram Avinu was primarily the water, the chesed, coming down, and by Yitzchok was going up. That was the primary level. The only question is, what is the focus more? But they had both. Nadav and Avihu had only one. Benzema, Benaze, and Achid, they also had only one. That was their sin. I mean, halavai, we should have such sins. It says, okay, Vizel Shuv Le'echot, Shashuv Gam Kim Bechinus Echot, that the returning is also the level of Echot. V'nei Bechinu Shuv Bechinu Madrega Zu, Ein Amayin Shebameyach Meravin Asitzimayin Shemitzei Roish. So now he explains, what does the Gemara say? The water doesn't extinguish the fire, and the fire doesn't extinguish the water, or evaporate it. It means that even when you have the shuv, the water, the rots of the longing is still there. In other words, the uniqueness of it is that the two opposites, the longing and the return, could coexist. Nichnas b'shalem, v'yatzah b'shalem. They can coexist, because that's the avoda of the Jew, not only to have a one-way street, one-way ticket, but to have a round-trip ticket to come back also. That it's not mechaba ish legami. And not through the shuv to have any less of the longing. You need both. Yes, because halev, the part, the heart has the ability. To have this longing and fire. In other words, he says like this. Even when you bring down the water, so to speak, the shuv, you can still create another longing because there's unlimited longings. There's unlimited fires. Like he says, there's a fire that consumes, a fire that drinks. That was the greatness of Avraham Avinu. He had both simultaneously. In other words, he says like this, you have, even in Chassidus, you have Chesed higher than Gvura, Gvura higher than Chesed. Like you have in Pirkei Avos. Im ein Yira, ein Chachma. Im ein Chachma, ein Yira. If there's no fear, there's no Chachma. No Chachma, no fear. What's the chicken, what's the egg? Where does it begin? The answer is, there's a lower level of Yira, which brings you to a higher level of Chachma. There's a level of Chachma that brings you even to a higher level of Yira. And you keep going. It's a vicious, a positive vicious cycle. It's a positive vicious cycle. Powerful. So it has the ali. You have the ratzu, then you have the shuv, then you create a higher ratzu and a higher shuv, a higher ratzu, a higher shuv, and it keeps going. But they can coexist simultaneously. Because you can always create a new vibrant level of Ratzu that is higher than the earlier level. And that was Kachoy Samayel Samidah Savram Avinu. Holach v'naseh tovin in the level of Ratzu v'shuv. Eish umayim eish l'mayim mimayim. Fire higher than what I mean, good higher than Chesed. And Chesed higher than eish. Okay, so this is the Aveda of Avraham Avinu, lots of a sheif. Okay? So, and again, the Alter Rebbe asked a question, besides the, why do you need the musical accompaniment for Matan Torah? It's pretty bad music anyway. But he starts explaining, before Matan Torah, the others also kept Torah mitzvahs. What was the Torah mitzvah? There was no physical objects, but it was the Ratz of a Sheif. Avraham Avinu, the Aveda was the Ratz of a Sheif. And you have the Ratz, then you have the Sheif, then you have the Ratz, then you have the Sheif. Holech v'naseya, he kept going. Keep going higher, 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 until he became a Merkava. Huh? Yeah, but you go. Yeah, but he didn't finish with the Negba yet. It means constantly going up and down, But when you go up and down, the down is higher than the first downer. Then when you go up and down again, the second down is higher than is lower than the third down. You know what I mean? You go up a little bit, okay, then you need to go down a little bit. But the down after the up is higher than the original down. Then you go again up and a little bit down, but that down is higher than the second down. And you know what I mean? You keep going up and down. But the down ends up to be higher than the earlier down, because the higher is higher than the earlier higher. Keep going, that's all. Never stopping. It's like people in business. This will understand. You invest money to make money. Then when you make money, you invest more money than you did before to make even more money. Then you invest even more money until you lose it all in a pyramid. But chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. But I'm saying, you have the uppers and the downers, but but you keep going. The downers are higher than the upper, than the earlier uppers even. You can't go up like this. That's what he was saying. It goes like this. As long as you keep going up. When you want to walk a mountain, I'm not talking about mountain climbing straight up. When you want to walk to a mountain or drive to a mountain, you can't just drive up like this. You have to go like this. Okay, so you're going curving. But as long as the curving's going up. Now sometimes, even when you go up a mountain, sometimes you go down a little bit. Even in the roads, right? You have to go down for whatever reason. It has to go down. But then the down is to go up even higher. Okay.
What page was it on?